Blog Talk Radio.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train. The Stoneless Cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond, it fell. It was a time I remember oh so well.
Show tonight is Those Who Divide Us and Tend to Destroy Us. If you think that a party that can dope up a country for tax money can't kill you, watch and learn. If you think a party that kicked God out, voted to burn the flag, gave Iran nukes and money, cut and ran in Iraq and Benghazi, sissified the military, froze Social Security payments, turned five Taliban province chiefs out to set up ambushes for retreating American troops, made a traitor a hero, and called the KGB spy a whistleblower, and protecting First Amendment rights. Yeah, but he wasn't. He was selling out the country, and he deserves a hangman's rope. If you think that telling Putin you can do more for him next term and then turn over the entire Middle East to the new Soviet Empire is helping America, you need to get your brain relaundered. The party that smuggles undocumented children to sex dens in this country, and the FBI did a raid of 149, rescued 149 kids tonight. And you can bet that some of those kids came in here undocumented, brought in by Obama the Coyote. And they're unaccounted for, and if they're murdered tomorrow, nobody will miss them. A party that smuggles undocumented children to sex dens and also sells children's eyes to the highest bidder, that party needs to be destroyed. It's time for Operation Pushback. That party is not the Democrat Party of my ancestors. That is the Communist Party, and the proof is in all the communist colleges that have no country but lots of hatred for the one that shelters them. This president is an envelope pusher, and he continues to cross his communist red line on his enemy, the USA. He is not alone. He has an entire political party that was captured by the Kremlin during the American military betrayal by the Viet Cong in Chicago, San Francisco, and New York. Tonight's show is dedicated to Johnny Reb, once a four-year enemy, now a brother in arms. Confederates are veterans, and like the Yankee veterans, we all served together, and now we die together. And those who divide us will destroy us, and they have to be made to pay. And it's time for Operation Pushback. So, having said that, I do have a tune for you. And God bless the USA. Where is it? I had it here. Here we go.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
I woke up the other day to a headline, and it said, students demand Jefferson statue be removed. So I just reinterpreted that to mean, communist students demand Jefferson statue be removed from Communist College of Missouri. I hate to see this going on in Missouri, the home of the great Harry Truman. It really breaks my heart, what's going on in Ferguson, the home of Harry Truman, who was a humble man, who, when he left office, he still had a mortgage on his house. He wasn't like a Clinton piker. It's really sad to see it happening in Missouri. So they demand that the statue of Jefferson be removed from their communist college. And it's really sad because the statue that's there, and I understand they try to damage it like ISIS does, you know. The statue that's there shows Jefferson sitting at a desk, and he's drafting the Constitution. And it's really sad that, and I bet you, dollars to donuts, one of the history lessons they do not teach in communist colleges is 9-1-1. I know they're not teaching it in schools in New York and New Jersey. They don't talk about 9-1-1. I could understand why it was the greatest defeat of the United States, greater than Pearl Harbor. And nobody was ready. We were wide open. We were face down. And we took the big hit. And now I see they're activating Cheyenne Mountain again. I hope that whoever gets in that door first closes it on all the politicians just as they get to the entrance. Okay. So, let's see what happened. Why do we have communist colleges now? My suggestion is let's remove the students and send them back to communist kindergarten. It is time we establish communist college free zones. I'll tell you a sad story. In my family, we had a relative who was a World War II vet. And he had two sons and a daughter. And we used to meet him at wedding receptions. And he couldn't wait to get to sit down with me. He couldn't wait. And he would talk about politics. And then one day I sort of gathered. And now this guy was a hard worker. He served in World War II, all through World War II. He came out and took a job as a mailman. And he scraped up enough money to send his two sons and daughter to college. His two sons went to Northwestern. And all his hard-earned money went to their education. And when they came out of college, he couldn't talk to them anymore because they were lefties. And so when he saw me, man, he was happy. And we would talk for hours. But he couldn't talk to his two sons. And that's horrible. And one of his sons served in the Navy, so, you know, they did their duty, but they were lefties, man. I think they both voted for Obama. Really sad. Really sad. So, but that's life, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. Tonight we got a black guy who was a basketball player that grew up in Queens, and he went to a Catholic high school, and he was the hero. He was the hero of that Catholic high school because he was a fantastic basketball player, and he did like 12 or 14 years in professional basketball. And he was hooked up with one of the Kardashians, and they broke up. And they found him in a brothel, in, I think, Nevada, loaded with crack cocaine, synthetic Viagra, and a quart of brandy. And he had been on a toot for a couple of days, and now he's on life support. And drugs will kill you, man. You want to play, you want to dance around the fire, you're going to get burned. The only way you beat drugs is you never do the first one, and everybody will laugh at you. But you know what? They'll all be in the graves, and you'll be jogging. So, and that instant quick money, that's also a takedown. And better he was broke. I say, what's that girl, that great singer? She also died of an overdose of drugs, and now her daughter also nearly died of an overdose of drugs, Whitney Houston. I say she was happier as a 13-year-old singing in a church for God than she ever was with all of the Hollywood glitter and glow. She was happier at 13 than she ever was for the rest of her life. So, having said that, let's see, we're talking about saving Johnny Reb tonight. America went to sleep 55 years ago, but communism stayed wide awake. Now they control the media, the schools, and one political party, the party of no God, no country, no flag, and no children, unless it's to sell body parts. The party of legalized taxable dope, the Take Down America party under false pretenses. I got to get this done down right. There is a show I wanted to mention to you, and it's being run by a guy named Trevor Loudon, and he's on TK Radio. It's a, I think it's a pirate radio, and I think it's a ship off of off in the Bering Sea. But this Trevor Loudon is from New Zealand, and he's a big pro-American anti-communist. And he has a very, if you want to learn about communism, that's the show to listen to. And it's called Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N, Loudon. And it's a catchy name. But if you look up Trevor Loudon on TK Radio, you can get clips of his show. And the one I listened to was Jimmy from Brooklyn. He was on for an hour. And the two of them were putting their heads together about all the successes that the communist, international communism has made throughout the world. How they've infiltrated churches, schools, and governments. And it's very interesting. And you have no idea how strong communism is throughout the world. I was shocked to learn when, after 9/11, I was following Bush's going into Iraq, which all of the communists say he didn't have to go, but nobody could guarantee our safety. And the best intelligence we had said that Saddam did have weapons of mass destruction. But you know how the communists are. They lie. And on top of that lie, they tell another one. But I was following it, and there was, when as we liberated Iraq, and we hung Saddam. You know, there's a picture that was in Saddam's palace of the World Trade Center with the second plane going into it. And Saddam had this picture painted with him standing next to the World Trade Center, as tall as the World Trade Center was, smoking a cigar and smiling. And when the boys from the infantry outfit got there, Saddam was already captured or about to be captured, and they pulled that picture out into the street for a photo. And I said, yeah, look, they took him out of the picture. Unbelievable. But nobody could guarantee our safety. Nobody in the world knew what was coming next. many people thought we were going to get nuked. So, it's time to evolve back to the great spirit of America. 1% of the nation is all that stands between slavery and real freedom. And you can see, as the rest of the world is going to pieces, slavery is back. And so is selling slaves. So it's time to evolve back with the great spirit of America. And 1% is all that stands between slavery and real freedom. It is high time to raise high the cross, come home to God and country, or suffer and die. Because that's what's going to happen. So, having said that, our enemies will not be as merciful as we are. Jefferson is the spirit of America. No one anywhere can beat our founding fathers. There are 45 goals of the Communist Party, and one is to destroy the Constitution, and one is to create false images of our founding fathers, but they won't tell you about their founding fathers, Marx, Lenin, and Stalin. They won't tell you the evil that those men did. But I heard Jimmy from Brooklyn talking about the Russians murdering 10 million Ukrainians. And a lot of people say that the Ukrainians sided with the Nazis. Well, if the Russians killed 10 million of your people, who are you going to go with? The first step to taking our country back from the Bolsheviks is to learn to say the word communist instead of leftist, liberal, progressive, and Democrat. Get rid of those soft baby punches and start to go hardcore communist. That's what they are. Just because they spray perfume doesn't mean it can't be poison gas. There is no extreme right wing. There are only patriotic Americans with blood, sweat, and tears in the game. And look where we are today. Instead of watching Nazi documentaries, watch communist atrocities and start with the starvation of 10 million Ukrainians, covered up by the New York Times, who was in bed with Stalin. And they're still in bed with Stalin. The only thing the Times is good for is monkfish wrap and birdcage paper. Don't forget Mao and Pol Pot, who sledgehammered to death 4 million Cambodians who wore glasses. Nazism died in 1945. Communism is stronger than ever in the world today. I started to tell you about Iraq. So over the internet, I made a friend, because there was an article in an Iraqi newspaper that listed all, remember the oil for food program that turned out to be a hoax? And everybody was lining their pockets. And this one Iraqi newspaper listed, they got a hold of all the papers, and they listed every business that did, that made money on the oil for food program. And one of them was the Russian Orthodox Church. And there was a couple of American companies in there. So I'm talking to them, and I'm wondering, now that Saddam is gone, what party is going to come into power? And I asked him, I said, which parties are there in Iraq? Which political parties? And he said, well, the second strongest one is the Communist Party. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know that the communists were in Arab countries. But that's the way it goes. And by the way, that newspaper disappeared. The next time I tried to contact the guy, he was gone. His paper was gone. And that's what happens. Now, when we went into Iraq, we took all of the paperwork that we could find, and we sent it to Washington, D.C. in a 40-foot container. And last I heard, they only read 2% of all the papers that they had there. So our intelligence sucks. And I used to joke and say the reason they couldn't read any more of the documents because they were in Arabic is Muqtibar quit the shell station where they used to run the papers over to Muqtibar. So where are we? Communism is stronger than ever worldwide. They have even infiltrated churches. Look where we are today, a generation of children who suffer PTSD from divorced parents. 50% of marriages end in divorce. That does not count hookups without licenses. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie, and that junkie hurts 5 more lives. The Communist Party has destroyed the U.S. military, and any politician who says we are the greatest military on the face of the earth is talking circa 1945. I still remember Al Gore and Joe Liebowitz dancing on the party platform saying, we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Na, 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 na. And the guy in the Hindu Kush was sharpening box cutters to give us a reminder. And you know what he said after 9-1-1? He said at his son Mohammed's wedding, the United States is an illusion of power. It is a giant warship that does not see the dinghy bobbing in the water that will sink it. And right after that, we had the USS Cole in Aden, Yemen. We are wide open, face down. We have no allies. And everybody talks about this coalition of 60. What a joke, a 60. I say there's 3 and 1 dropped out. St. Kitts just dropped out. The only ally we have is Israel. And I'll tell you, Israel doesn't trust us, that's for sure. We have no industry, which is a major requirement for defense. We are overrun by invaders who we do not know. We are becoming a balkanized nation who does not understand each other's language. We may very well be on a 16-month cutdown. You know what I'm saying? 16 months. It is really sad. Political correctness is a communist tactic that goes back to 1917. One of our 5 Americans is a junkie, and that junkie hurts 5 more lives. The Communist Party has destroyed the U.S. military, and they're trying to destroy our bank account so we have no money for defense. That's the way they're going to take down the military. We don't even know who runs this country. We may be on a 16-month countdown to humiliation, slavery, and defeat. And it's certainly not the government that runs this country that we see. Not the government that we see. Time to bring back the faith of our fathers. Viva El Trumpo. Viva Cristo Rey. Viva Carson. Viva Cruz. Vaya Conte Fiesta. Go with the Tea Party. Spirit of America Party, a radio show. And for those students that want the statue of Jefferson to be removed from Communist College in Missouri, why don't you replace it with a statue of the battleship Missouri and the Enola Gay and Harry Truman? The reason those little communist termites are alive today is because Harry stopped the Japanese from bayoneting their ancestors. Yeah, and when you look at the Japanese in their business suit and they're so humble, just remember that wasn't what they were wearing when they were hacking people to death. The rape of Nanking, the rape of the Philippines, the Bataan Death March, All of those kids in that college should have to do one day on the Bataan Death March. For being American, that would really kill them. I'm not really an American. I hate this country. Why do you have to cut my head off? What did I ever do to you? In times of peace. Oh, beware the media communist college complex, Joe McCarthy. I make believe he said that. In times of peace, prepare for war. George Washington did say that. Read the 45 goals of the Communist Party written into the congressional record in 1963, and you'll see they won. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. So we're going to give you a national anthem from another country just to bolster your American pride.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight. And as we wait the morning light, here in the silence,
country that was slaves for more than 300 years. Once you lose your freedom, it's hard to get it back. And we're only 240 years old. So, you want to ask me about how the debate went last night? First, it wasn't a debate. It was a charade. I turned it off at 9:40 p.m. I turned off the Communist News Network, CNN. It was all soft punches, and it was to launch Hillary Clinton's career. I saw what I had to see, and this is what I saw. Five white people representing the Party de la Muerte. Even the national anthem screecher was white. Then they claimed that they loved black people. No one even said the word amigo. According to their stats, 50% of the party is black, ruled by five white people. Anderson Cooper read the first question that Hillary had given him in advance. As a lip reader, I saw her mouth the words before Anderson said them. Just like when Michelle said, "All this for a flag," at a 911 ceremony on YouTube in New York. How's that? And everybody's got to pretend they love this president. I have no love for Jim Webb. And you know what? He got the lowest rating. And you know why he got the lowest rating? He got 1%. You know why he got it? Because he served his country. And if you serve this country, the Democrats think you're a traitor. I have no love for Jim Webb, but he could save our country in a crisis. Jim, get out of that party of death. Go Tea Party. You'll be a happy guy. You'll sleep better at night. Sanders and O'Malley, never trust an Irishman who is still a Democrat, declared global warming was our greatest threat. They never saw what 5,000 degrees can do when it comes our way nuki-nuki. Lincoln Chapstick described himself as a block of granite, only in bowel movements. He's got to get more Metamucil. Left out the fact he also voted against Christmas trees when he was governor. He banned Christmas trees from the governor's mansion. You want this guy as your president? He looks like Alfalfa. You ever see Alfalfa in our gang? He is only in this race for the champagne contribution cut. Bernie Sanders, who spent his honeymoon at Lenin's tomb, is a clever communist. He knows all the correct buttons to push. 1% of the people own all of the wealth. Once we kill them, we'll have everything. I'm against the criminal capitalists also. The richest thief of all our labor is the communist government. The biggest business in America sucks at the people dry, and tomorrow will suck more dry. So if you want your money back, shrink that effing government and start with closing the EPA, the BLM, and the IRS. Ooh, that feels good. And then I have a picture of Saddam, that classic picture, smoking his cigar and smiling as the World Trade Center takes the second plane. But you know what happened to Saddam? The cowboy stretched his neck, and he's buried on Sandal Hill. And Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei Pelosi. Yeah. Communist Alzheimer's is a very selective thing. They begin communist history by saying they were against Bush lying to us and invading Iraq. That is the communist starting point. The real American starting point is going back one more year to the reason we went to Iraq, the attack on New York City by deeply religious Muslims on 9/11, killing 3,247 Americans, including 200 pro-life babies, not recognized by the Democrat Party as being human. The Clinton Towers were first hit in 1993, and Hillary laughed it off. Just like she laughed off, we came, we saw, we killed him, the brutal murder of Gaddafi, who was finished off with steel rods inserted into his rectum, as was Ambassador Stevens. Only one report early on said that he was sodomized. Then the press covered it up for Hillary. Webb was right. We have no legal right to be in Benghazi. And we were there just because of a pen and a phone command. The same phone that hung up on the 911 call from the four at Benghazi. I saw the charade parade, and I'm glad that the all-inclusive Te Fiesta has blacks, Latinos, and all good people represented. Viva el Trumpo, viva Cristo Rey. There's no God in the Partido de la Muerte. They kicked him out last convention and lied that he was allowed to stay. You can't lose with Cruz, and Carson can save our lives. The communists did not have one business person on that platform. What are we going to learn from this? You know what we're going to learn from this election? How much of the country is already brainwashed and communist. And that is going to be the real awakening. And we're not awakening at all until we get rid of words like liberal, progressive, socialist, and start using hardcore words like dedicated communist. So, give you a little American tune.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody that There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. If it's sweet or hard, you just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
I would be remiss if I didn't tell you this. The issue was never the Confederate flag. That's practice. That's the first step. First, the rebel flag under the pretense that it's a racist flag and that racism was the only reason for the Civil War. No, those 12 people that were shot at by the guy that had his picture taken with the rebel flag, they were killed because they were Christians. The 12 apostles, 3 of them lived and 9 died. And they died for Christ. And he killed them because he hated Christ. He didn't kill them for their color. And he was wearing a Goldie's Gym t-shirt. Nobody said close down Goldie's Gym. The pretense that the communists used was racism to take down the rebel flag. But that's a veteran's flag. That's a battle flag. And those who fought under it or fought against it are the only ones that should be allowed to take it down. But the communists don't want the rebel flag. That's a rehearsal. They want the cross. They want the American flag. And you heard Obama already say that the American flag is a symbol of aggression. Yeah. He is the worst president we'll ever have, and he's not black. Carson is black. Obama is half white, and he's got racist genes in his body, on his white side. So, now having said that, I'm going to talk to you about guns. The number of gun deaths reported this past year, according to the Center for Disease Control, was 11,208. That includes suicides, and that includes illegal guns. Okay, so we really don't know. They didn't break it down. But it was 11,208. That's a lot of people killed by guns, isn't it? You know how many kids were killed in 3 days by abortion? 14,100. That's a lot of kids being killed by abortion. That comes out to 1,200,000 a year. That's a lot of body parts. Now, of course, Planned Slaughterhood announced they're not going to charge anymore. They're going to give away the body parts free. I watched a brainwashed child of a communist college accuse Trump of not believing in a woman's right to self-destruct. Trump responded, "I am pro-life." He should have added, "And if I thought you were going to hurt yourself, I would try to save your life and your soul." Obviously, someone has convinced you that motherhood is not a sacred sacrament. Not only are two people living in one, but two souls are at the risk of dying. If you want to pass a death sentence on to your baby, why not allow that boy or girl time just to say one time, "I love you, Mommy," and then kill it? The fact that Planned Slaughterhood is not charging for baby eyes this week does not mean they can't double up on the money when no one cares is looking anymore. It is the same as Congress saying they will not do insider trading, and a month later went back to evil deeds. It's against the law to do insider trading, except if you're in Congress. And then when the people said, what are you doing? You're criminals. He said, okay, we won't do it anymore. And 30 days later, they rescinded the order and went back to insider trading. But you don't know that, though, because you're being led around by the nose by a communist press who is going to elect the next president unless we stop them. And I do like the fact that the Republicans have three outsiders that want that are getting a lot of attention. And I see Cruz is coming up. He's now a 10. He's another Bo Derek. Okay, we're going to go to another tune. And maybe what we should do is support Trump, Carson, and Cruz, a team that cannot lose. And let's keep the ball rolling. We're back. And who is worse, ISIS or the Democrat chop shops? I just read a story about ISIS cutting off a 12-year-old boy's fingers to force his Christian father to convert to Islam. When he refused to deny Christ, that the boy, his father, and others were crucified. Then I pick up a storyline that says, eyeballs are easy to get. That was a quotation from one of the employees of a chop shop, a Democrat chop shop. How barbaric these people are, trading in baby eyeballs. Hold on this is in a Democrat. Hold on this is in a Democrat chop shop called Plan a Slaughterhood, where my tax money goes to harvest body parts for cash. Then it is kicked back to the party of death in the form of champagne contributions. Some comments. Polls are a joke. Trust no one. I caught Fox News tonight. Brett Baer hates Trump and can hardly conceal it. Krauthammer, Myra Eliason, and beady eyes from the Communist National Review, founded by a pothead with a big vocabulary, who turned over America to the communists by saying there were none. Jimmy from Brooklyn says Bill Buckley destroyed our ability to deal with the communists. We have to get outside the box, a suitcase, and the milk crate and upset the communist apple cart. Cuomo says you don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer. This is New York. The deer have guns. They buy them from the dope dealers. Obama releases 6,000 dope dealers from prison back on the streets, just in time to sell the Democrat Cuban connection load. And you don't think drugs ain't coming in from Cuba? I wonder how El Chapo feels about that. 5 to 10 for espionage to run. Oh, Hillary could win 2 terms. 5 to 10 for espionage to run concurrent with 2 to 5 for being a botch. Yeah, she's a botch. A son of a botch. Oh, I forgot. Abandonment and cowardice in the face of the enemy. I would call my first witness, but they're all dead, and she killed them along with President What's-His-Name and General Cover-Up Dempsey. Boy, he just saved his pension. He's gone. They're all lighting out. You notice that, right? He saw what Eric Holder did to Petraeus. Where'd Dempsey go? Dempsey gone. It's unbelievable. Ever since the great Benghazi cover-up, you notice they said that Hillary's server was attempted to be hacked by 5 Russians. How about the 55 Chinese that managed to get through? Yeah, plus another 75 Russians. Ever since the great Benghazi cover-up, Trey Gowdy ran silent and ran deep like a submarine. He called no attention to the investigation, not even a peek at what he was doing. The communists squealed like halal pigs. When he surfaces, Madame LaFosse could do some time. Mark Levin, please stop calling the communists the left. The left is a signal on your steering wheel. These are hardcore communists trained in the order of Lenin, Stalin, Trotsky, and that all-time sweetheart, Leventi Beria, who used to rape schoolgirls on weekends. And when they were leaving his apartment, a guard would give them a bouquet of flowers to calm them down. Another pure Clinton Democrat. Liberal is a sweet pity pool. When you hear the word, it makes you think of extra candy. These liberals, progressive socialists, and left-winkers are red-dyed communists. No God, no country, no flag, and no American kids. They want to tax narcotics and hook one-fifth of the nation. They lend money to failing communist countries and give nukes to fanatics. 3 free zones that will never work. Drug-free zones, gun-free zones, and nuke-free zones. NBC used to be known as Nobody But Clinton. Now it is nothing but communist. I heard about the Secret Service guy who guards Hillary. He said to her, good morning, and she replied, feck off. How sweet, no garlands of flower at her big feet. The agent, when asked, would he take a bullet for her, he replied, what are you, crazy? This is a $60 suit. Maybe using her as a body shield will save me some dry cleaning money. For her part in the botched invasion of Libya by pen and phone, the sentence that the Benghazi coward should hear is, I sentence you to be hanged by the neck until dead, and here comes my favorite church and state part, and may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Bartender, champagne, I have a coupon. Where are we here? Okay, we'll play a secular song that was sung by an entire ship's company on a battleship with Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill. Kind of song that wins wars. Okay, we're shutting down. I'm going to play the Star Spangled Banner on the way out. I wish Trevor Loudon much success on TK Radio, and I hope to see hear more of Jimmy from Brooklyn on TK Radio. If you want to know what the communists are up to, talk to Jimmy. Listen to Jimmy from Brooklyn. We dedicate this to all the unborn children who will be murdered this year by an insane ruling from the Supreme Court, and under the guise of it's a woman's body, their children are in the womb, God's sanctuary, and they're on death row, and only a call from the governor can save them. And to all the POWs and all the guys that got PTSD, war wounds, and scratching your head, why did I take that for these ungrateful bastards? We love you, and God loves you. You're one of his favorites. Here comes the ocean's roar.